morning. It's very good to see you all this morning. And I think what's so amazing is that all of your testimonies have just been so in line with what God has been talking to me about, that it's just like God has created a complete package. And it's a shame in some ways that we've not actually recorded the testimonies, because they would have really added to what God is talking about. So as you see, I'm going to be talking about circumstances and situations. And I think it's so easy to get to a place where you are overwhelmed by your circumstances and everything just like is heaped upon you and it feels heavy and you don't feel like there's any way out and you're just like, oh, I'm in this place and it's horrible. And it can be really challenging. And I think it's so easy to just actually be in that place and not question what's going on, because we have ups and downs in life. Sometimes life feels easier and sometimes life feels more challenging. And when it does feel more challenging, it's actually being purposeful and being aware of your situations and not just allowing your circumstances to overwhelm you and to dominate how you behave and how you feel and how you think, but actually to challenge them. I've got a quote here from a lady called Sue O'Callaghan, and she says, "Adversity forces you out of your comfort zone and intensifies your focus. Without such opportunity for transition, the temptation is to stay in the safe, mundane, and acceptable. We were designed, however, for so much more. We were created for the extraordinary." And I think sometimes we feel like things come against us and the enemy's having a go at us, or God has turned his back on us. But actually, it says that we need trials and tribulations to refine our character. And so it's making that choice to embrace situations and to actually see what God is doing in the middle of them. So we know this verse in Romans, and it says, "We know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." And you know, when you're in a good place and life is going well, it's really easy to quote that and to say, yeah, God is doing these good things. And when you see breakthrough and when you see that God is on your case, it's really easy to say that. But sometimes it feels like you're stuck in a quagmire and you've dug a trench for yourself, as quoted earlier. And you, things are in a mess and you're like, oh, I don't see the good in this situation. But actually, God has promised something. And when he promises, he never turns his back on that. And so it's aligning ourselves with the truth of this, that there is good in this, whatever that looks like. And it may take a while for that to unpack, but it's actually pretty good. There's also this verse in James, this is the Amplified Classic, which I'd never heard of actually before. And I've only found it last night, but I just thought it was a really good version of this verse. It says, "Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into any temptations. Be assured that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work, so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed, with no defects, lacking nothing." And wouldn't we all love to be people who have no defects and are lacking nothing? And I don't believe that any one of us can actually say that that's where we're at. But that's actually, God is promising that that's the journey that we can go on. We can move towards being people who have their defects removed, who lack nothing, because God is providing everything for us. And it says, consider it wholly joyful. And again, with what Janet was saying about praising in every circumstances, that can actually be really challenging, you know. And it's not like, I'm just going to do this because God says I have to. But it's actually engaging with that and saying, God, you're good. Whatever my life looks like, whatever circumstances I'm in, God, you are good. You are faithful. You never let me down. You're there for me. You have a plan for my life. You have purposes for my life. You are good, even if what the circumstances that I am in look really challenging. And God has really been challenging me about counting it all joy, because it says that Jesus went to the cross because of the joy that set before him. And that's like mind-blowing. Jesus went to the cross because of the joy that was set before him. So he was looking at that and saying, there is joy in this. And, you know, it's almost unfathomable that there's joy in what he had to go through. So I'm saying, God, you know, if you're saying that there was joy that was set before you, then there must be joy set before me in every circumstance. So I'm choosing to command joy to go before me. I'm choosing to expect that joy goes before me. And I'm not saying that means you're laughing and you're hysterical and, you know, you're not actually engaging with what's going on, but you're just on cloud nine and it's all a bit airy-fairy. But actually, for me, joy is that place of peace and rest. It's knowing that God has his hand on my life, that he has a plan for me, that he's outworking things. And I am just, as I do that, as I declare that joy, as I expect that joy, it's amazing how God opens up situations. And so I feel like, you know, it's so easy to be under things. And God has said that we're more than conquerors. You know, he said that we're victorious. And so we're not designed to be under our circumstances. We're designed to rule and subdue. And just recently I had a situation, and it's, you know, it may not sound like a major situation, but it's how it affects you, isn't it? It's not actually what happens. I went away on holiday for 2 weeks, and while I'm away, I have to ensure that everything is sorted. So I work in the kitchen here. I have volunteers who work for me, but I want to ensure for them that it's all really easy. You know, I'm not here. I can't look after them. So I want to make sure that everything runs smoothly for them, and I make it as easy as I can for them. And so for one of the things that I do is just ensure that there's lots of volunteers in the kitchen so that they all feel supported. There's not, you know, they're not feeling like one person has got more to do than another and they're overworked, but they feel valued and honoured in their work. So I came back from work and suddenly I find that my situation has completely changed. Having had 2 weeks of really good, lots of people in, suddenly I find that I have barely any volunteers, which suddenly it's like, oh my goodness, how am I going to get through? I cannot run the kitchen with not enough people, because it's just, you know, physically you can't do everything. And in the past, if this had been my situation where I came back from a holiday, I'd be like, oh, it's awful, it's horrible. I would have been panicking. I would have just felt hard done by. I would have like, oh, how could they have left? You know, how could this change? God, you know, why didn't you sort this out beforehand? I just would have been in that really negative place, you know, and I'm not proud of that, but I know that that's how I would have been. But because I'm declaring that the joy is going to go before me, and because God is teaching me to live in a place of rest, I was like, okay, God, you have a plan. You know what's going to happen. And it's so much easier to hear God when you're in that place of peace. You know, when you're not like frantically trying to work out things, but actually, God, I know you have a plan for this. And so I looked at who I had and I was like, oh, well, I could move people around. And perhaps if I rethink this and people do a couple of extra work, you know, days, it can work out. And even now, I don't have enough volunteers, but I know that God is going to bring people. And I don't have to stress about it. I don't have to strive to make this thing work, because God has got it in control. And it's just so much easier to be in that situation where you don't have to be like, oh, what does this look like? And be in that negative place. Because when you have all of those negative emotions, as Caroline Leaf also says, it actually physically damages us. It changes our DNA. It changes how our brain structure is. You know, and we were designed to be people of power and love. We weren't designed to be people who were negative. You know, that wasn't how God created us. So when we dwell on those negative emotions, and when we live in that place of fear, then actually it causes us damage, and it doesn't allow us to function or to be the people that God has created us to be. It affects our health. It affects our well-being. You know, and you know, you all know what that feels like when you... It's like negative emotions are so damaging, but God is giving us a way to be different. And so what I felt like is God gave me a selection of questions to ask myself, and I just wanted to share those with you. So I'm going to just go through these. Oh, no. Right. So the first question is, what is God teaching me? So when things come against us, when suddenly something erupts and it's all like horrible and we don't understand, actually God has his hand on us. So it's like, what is God teaching me in this? Is he teaching me that I need to trust him more? Is he teaching me that I have to have my confidence in him? Is he teaching me that actually he loves me unconditionally and he wants to demonstrate that love to me? Is he showing me that I've got stuff in my life that I need dealing with, and actually if I don't deal with those, I'm not going to be able to move forward? Is he teaching me that I need to rely on other people and he's put me in a team? I don't know, for each of you, there will be things that God is showing you. And so if you ask these questions, you really need to be able to hear God. So that, I guess the first point is, actually we need to train ourselves to hear God. And as Mick was saying, it's like he asked a question and God gave him an answer. And sometimes it comes as an audible voice, sometimes it comes as a feeling, sometimes it comes that something, a circumstance opens up. So we've asked God to give us an answer and something just opens up. And so the answer that you get may not always look the same, but it's actually believing that you can hear God, that you actually have the ability to tune into his voice, and that he will speak to you if you ask him questions. So again, the question is, what is God wanting me to overcome or deal with? And I think this is such a key, because if we look at a situation from the inside and we see how awkward it is and how difficult it is, then we're never going to actually question ourselves about these things. And we're never going to look inside into ourselves and say, is there something that I need to deal with? Is there some area that is a challenge to me that if I don't get this dealt with, it's always going to be a stumbling block? And God wants us to be overcomers, but he also wants us to get rid of the things that are holding us back. But again, as I said, God will give us a plan. God will give us a way. We have people here who can minister to you. We've got lie busting, we can go to the courts. We have tools that can help you with what is causing you to stumble and to get stuck. You know, if you've got anger issues, if that's the thing that it always causes you a problem, you get angry about situations or you think that things are unfair, it's like there is a root to where that comes from. And God is saying that he wants to unpack those roots. He wants to dig them out. He wants those things to no longer be a trigger. It's like, it's so easy. You know, for me, it's like, I know that there are certain situations that repeatedly are a trigger to me. You know, if people speak to me in a certain way, or if people behave in a certain way, or if circumstances arise in my life in a certain way, then I have historically reacted to those things. I'm sure none of you have ever reacted. Sorry. But I know that I have these things where it's like you have your buttons that can be pushed. And I don't want to be somebody who has these triggers. I don't want to be somebody who I know that I have vulnerable areas. But if I do have vulnerable areas, then God is saying, I'm going to help you with those. It may be that you've got deep emotional stuff, you know, wounds in your life that they're either in your own life or they've come through your family line. You know, they may be long-standing things, they may be really recent things, but they are things that can trip us up. But there is a way out of these things. So it's asking God, what do you want me to overcome? Again, what is God's provision? He never, ever leaves us alone. He always has a plan. He always provides a way. And it may not seem like it opens up quickly. It may be that it takes a while to unpack and that you just get something bit by bit. But there is always God's provision in this. And we do go through seasons, and some seasons feel easier than others. I know a lot of you, are going through a dark cloud situation where your soul is being completely crucified, where your whole understanding of who you are is being challenged, and everything feels like it's up in the air, and you don't know who you are or what you're doing. But actually, God is giving us provision for this situation. God is opening up things. He may send somebody to speak to you. He may give you a verse. He may suddenly drop some understanding into you that will help you move forwards. But God has got his hand on it, and it's understanding what that is. And my final question is, what is the enemy trying to thwart? You know, we do have an enemy, and he does want to stop us functioning. You know, we are called to be sons. We're called to rise up. We're called to bring life and hope to our generation. We're called to respond to the earth's groaning of redemption and restoration. But we can't do that if we're under circumstances and we feel that we're useless and hopeless and life is too difficult. We're not going to rise up and be the people that God has called us to do if we're under our circumstances. And for me, I am very relational. You know, Jeremy and I are doing a marriage course that Joe and Mark are hosting, and we were talking about different things. And for me, I love spending time with people. One of the things it says, it does a scale of how sociable you are. And it's like, I'm this end, and Jeremy's probably this end, which is interesting. You know, if I think about what I want to do, I want to spend time with other people. You know, I do love my own company, and I really enjoy being on my own as well and just having that time for contemplation. But actually, I really like spending time with people. But when I was four, when I first went to school, I started in class, and one of the other girls in my class decided that she didn't like me. But she also decided that nobody else in the class could like me either, which is really horrible. And so I'm not saying this to make you feel sorry for me. I'm just saying that God, this is how the enemy attacks us. So I didn't actually have any friends till I was about nine, which is a long time to be in school and not have friends. But actually, I then grew up thinking that I was really rubbish at friendship. I thought I didn't know how to do it. I then began to build friendships and I messed up and I needed them too much because I'd had all this season of not having friends. And even now, it's still an area where I feel vulnerable. But I know that God has called me to be relational. So the enemy tried to undermine me at the very beginning because he didn't want me to live in that. He wanted to take that from me. And so it's like, it's just understanding. It's not so that we're in fear of the enemy. It's not to glorify him because, you know, he's under our feet. But it's just to understand that if you feel you've got an area in your life that it just feels difficult, you feel like you struggle with it over and over again, it may well be that the enemy has got a plan to undermine that and to try and come and destroy it. And it's just having that awareness and to be able to ask these questions. Even the other day, I'd had a situation with somebody where it just was like complex. You know, there wasn't a flow. There was just things felt like they were coming against our relationship. And I was having a conversation with her the other day, and we began to talk about God stuff. And I was like, oh, actually, I think God's got a plan for us to do something together. And then it was like, oh, but the enemy's been trying to stop this because he's trying to mess it up. He's trying to cause me to feel offended. He's trying to cause her to feel upset. He's trying to bring a wedge between us because actually God is saying, I've got a plan for you two. And so it may be that you have to push through. You know, rather than thinking, oh, actually, I just don't get on with them. That's okay, it'll be fine, you know, it's okay. You know, I love them, but I just don't get on with them. Actually, look at what God is saying in that situation. And it may be that you need to really push through. And for me, I'm learning how to bless people, even though I don't want to, which is like, I'm not saying I don't want to, but it's like, that doesn't naturally flow out of me. You know, if you feel offended by somebody, it doesn't naturally flow out of you that you want to bless them. But actually, do it anyway, because that then creates a flow where God has got, you know, he's got his hand on your life. And you can actually open yourself up to him and say, God, you know, whatever this looks like, I want to do it your way. You know, I want to bless. I want to be a blessing. I want to love. I want to lay down my life. I want to do things in your strength. So that's really all I've got to say, actually, which is good because there was lots of testimonies. But what I'd actually really like us to do is spend some time and consider these things. So there's some pens and paper here, and I would really, really recommend that you write things down because that does create a flow. If you just think things, you don't connect with it in the same way as if you write it down. I'm not saying you have to, but I'm just really recommending it. I know last Saturday morning, I It's really weird. I woke up and God just suddenly reminded me of something that used to happen to me when I was a child. And I was like, oh, God, why are you reminding me of that? And I'm not sure how deep to go into this, but basically, I used to wake up in the mornings when I was like, I don't know, 7, 8, and I couldn't use my hands. It was like they just took a long time to wake up. And I haven't got that now. I don't have it at all. And I was like, oh God, what was that about? Was it just a physical thing? Or, you know, are you reminding me for a certain reason? And actually, God showed me that there was some demonic stuff going on that wasn't pleasant that I had to deal with. And I was, it was like early in the morning, and I was like, oh, I just worked this thing through. God, you know, I went to the courts about it. God showed me some stuff. But actually, I decided that I was going to write it down. And as I wrote it, and as I recorded what God showed me, it really created a flow. And God just opened up a whole load of generational stuff that I needed to deal with, just some things that I needed to repent of, things I needed to forgive. It just really helped to write it down. So, yeah, I just recommend that you do that. So we're going to put some music on. We're just going to spend... I'm going to give us 15 minutes because I just think we just need time to relate to God. So if you, what I want you to do is think about a situation in your life where you feel that you're struggling. And I'm sure that every one of you has got something. Even if it's not right in the forefront of your thinking at the moment, there are things that you know you go round in circles with that you just need God to come and impact. And what I'd like you to do is actually ask God these questions and just engage with this. And just see where God takes you. And if at the end you need prayer, then there are people here who can pray for you. If you need to book an appointment because you feel that you just need some help to really unpack it with somebody, then talk to Karen and we can get some ministry planned for you. But just take some time now to just engage with these questions. So I'm going to leave them up on the board for you to look at.
Thank you.
Well then, guys, I hope that that was helpful. And, you know, you may not actually be able to unpack it all today, but at least you started on that process, and just allow God to continue to speak to you. And it's like, for me, the question, what is God wanting me to overcome or deal with? God gave me a list of things, but it's then asking him, where's the root? You know, why do I feel like that? So if you feel fear, it's like, why do I feel fear? What does that fear look like? You know, what's the root of it? Where does it come from? Where does it manifest in my family? Have I inherited this? Actually, keep asking, keep unpacking, keep delving into this. Don't just feel that we've done something today and it was an interesting exercise, but actually go away and pursue this again. And it, again, if you feel like you need help, then please ask for help. And just bless you in your journey with it.